Cisco patches 2-0 days used by a state-backed group. The PlugX USB worm has infected 2.5 million devices. Hackers leak the source code of El Salvador's crypto wallet service. And the US takes down another crypto mixing service. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Patrick Gray. And I'm filling in for Claire Aird. Today is April 26th, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Trail of Bits. Cisco has released patches for 2 0-day vulnerabilities in its ASA firewalls. The company says the bugs have been used in the wild since early January by a suspected state-backed actor. They were exploited as part of a wider cyber espionage campaign targeting devices from other vendors and Microsoft Exchange email servers. The campaign targeted government networks across the globe. Cisco and cybersecurity agencies from the Five Eyes countries have released security advisories on how to secure and investigate ASA devices. The company has not linked the attackers to any specific foreign adversary. US authorities and Europol have taken down cryptocurrency mixing service Samurai Wallet. The service allegedly helped criminals launder more than $100 million worth of assets from hacks, phishing operations, and illegal dark web markets. The site's two founders were arrested in Portugal and the United States. Authorities say the two founders invited users to launder funds through their site on social media. They also taunted law enforcement about their activities. In the aftermath of the takedown, the FBI also warned Americans not to use these types of services. The Bureau says users risk losing access to their funds when takedowns happen. French security firm Sequoia has sinkholed one of the command and control servers used by the PlugX USB worm. Almost 100,000 infected devices are still checking the server for instructions on a daily basis. The company says that over a period of 6 months, it saw more than 2.5 million unique devices contact its server. Sequoia says the malware supports a remote uninstall option. The company has offered to help national cert teams perform what it has described as a sovereign disinfection of each country's IP space. A hacker has leaked the source code of Chivo Wallet, the official state cryptocurrency wallet and ATM platform in El Salvador. This leak is the latest in a long list of hacks in El Salvador by the group Cyberinteligencia SV. The same hackers previously leaked the personal data of 5.1 million Salvadorians. That leak accounted for most of the country's adult population. Smartphone maker Nothing has confirmed a security breach of its online community forum. The breach took place in 2022, but came to light this week after some Nothing customers spotted their data online. The company says the breach took place after a threat actor exploited a bug in its forum to collect user data such as names and emails. Nothing says that only 2,000 users were impacted and that no passwords were exposed in the hack. Curium researchers have linked recent DDoS attacks against Russian independent media outlet Medusa to the infrastructure of three residential proxy providers. The most recent of the attacks took place on April 15 and lasted 48 hours. The attacks were linked to Plain Proxies, Min Proxy, and Rapid Seedbox. Curium says the same providers were also behind coordinated DDoS attacks on independent Hungarian news sites last year. A Florida court has sentenced a 50-year-old man to 4 years in prison for helping a BEC gang launder stolen money. Nicelio Barros Garcia Jr. laundered more than $2.3 million for a Nigerian gang involved in BEC and romance scams. Officials say Garcia converted stolen funds to Bitcoin and sent the funds to his co-conspirators in Nigeria. Czech and Ukrainian law enforcement have disrupted a criminal call center in the Ukrainian city of Odessa. Officials say the call center was involved in phone call scams that targeted and defrauded Czech citizens. Call center employees posed as Czech banks and tricked victims into installing remote access software on their devices. Officials say the group stole money from Czech bank accounts and transferred the funds to Ukraine, where they were cashed out through local ATMs. Security researcher Pierre Kim has found 18 vulnerabilities in Brocade SANNAV appliances. Kim reported the issues to Broadcom in September 2022, but only half were patched and received CVE identifiers. The vulnerabilities allow full compromise of SANNAV devices. They vary from the use of hard-coded SSH keys to the improper use of encryption. GitHub says that 95% of users who contribute code to the platform have now enabled multi-factor authentication for their accounts. The company made MFA mandatory for code contributions last year. Passkeys saw a spike in adoption after support was added, while SMS use fell by 25%. Google has delayed the phase-out of third-party cookies from its Chrome browser until early 2025. The company delayed the removal at the request of UK authorities. Support for third-party cookies was supposed to be removed from Chrome at the end of the year. And that's all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Trail of Bits, and you can find them at trailofbits.com. Bye for now.